anybody here learn how to put all your trust in it? Can I take a little time and tell you how I learned to do it? I picked up my Bible and I went to Proverbs, the 3rd chapter, round about the 5th and the 6th verse, where it told me to trust in the Lord with all my heart, lean not to my own understanding, but in all my ways I had to learn to acknowledge Jesus Christ. And I wonder, can I get a witness in this building when I say, won't God step in and direct your path tonight? Can I get a witness in this building? Anybody here learn how to depend on Jesus? Somebody here depending on it. Somebody here learn how to put all your trust in it tonight.
The Word with Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I invite you to stay tuned as I share a powerful message from God's Word that will change your life. It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes out of the mouth of God. And now, here's today's message.
Amen. I thank God for the fullness every day. Paul said, I'm praying for you that you might be filled with all the fullness. It is everything you need. All the provision that you need, anything you need to accomplish God's will, it's already been granted. It's already been done.
How do you tap the fullness continually? Number one, I'm going to give you 7 keys. Number one, make the decision to empty yourself of your own ambition and desires and wholeheartedly embrace God's plan. Luke 9:23. If any man come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me daily. You have to empty yourself if you want his fullness. Number two, you have to draw near to God in prayer and ask him to fill you with his fullness daily. Paul prayed for himself and for others. So praying in the Holy Ghost prepares you and positions you for the fullness. Yeah. Spend a lot of time praying in the Holy Ghost. And then just ask God, because you're not asking God to do something that he don't want to do. This is what God's plan. The fullness, us being partakers of his fullness, was his idea.
Yeah. Well, it's God's will for you to walk in that fullness. So you got to draw near to God. And I ask him, Lord, whatever I need today, give me the full measure of grace I need to take on whatever's coming my way today. And if I got situations that I know I got to deal with, I'd use my faith. I go to number three. I ask God for it. And then number three, I receive by faith, claiming as a right now possession what I need daily from the treasure chest of redemption. I claim it as a right now possession. I don't say, well, Lord, give it to me one day. I say, no, I take it right now. I don't have tomorrow. Amen. I got now. I need to glorify God now.
Yeah.
I need what I need now.
Yeah.
So I claim it as a right now possession, whatever I need. And I say, Lord, if there's something I don't even know about, go ahead and supply that too. And then I lean on the Holy Ghost all day long. And he keeps on supplying me with what I need. The wisdom, the understanding, the doors open, the favor, the connections, everything you need. The favor connections that you need in your life, everything just falls in place. That doesn't mean life won't have opposition, but you will have the wisdom to be able to deal with it. Don't be scared of trouble. Jesus said, in the world, you're going to have tribulation. So don't be scared of it. He said, be of good cheer. So there's a fullness even for your trouble. The Bible says that your affliction will work for you if you let it. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. Your light affliction can work for you. If you recognize that it's temporary, and if you recognize that you got the grace from God and a promise from him that he will cause you to triumph.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Tell your neighbor, say, receive by faith. Claiming as a right now possession. What you need daily from the treasure chest of redemption. Oh, it's a treasure chest. Oh, it's more than we can even handle in a lifetime. But Jesus walked in this fullness. Why can't we? You can have it. Number four, continually thank God and give him the glory, the praise, and the honor, expecting manifestations of the fullness. Yeah. Giving glory to God and being fully persuaded that what God has promised, he is able also to perform. You see that? So thanksgiving is a part of this. Listen here. I carry this around now. I made some of these here for our church. Jesus did it for me. Everything he did for me. I sprinkled this in my prayer life, my prayer time now. When I'm praying for people, I come back over here and I say, now, Lord, I just want to thank you for what Jesus did for me. You see, I'm tapping into that fullness. Hallelujah.
Glory.
If I'm having financial challenges, Jesus became poor for me. That the blessing of Abraham would come on me. That I might receive the promise of the Spirit by faith. Lord, I got the Holy Ghost, so I know the blessing got to be working too, because the Holy Ghost working. And they come together. Glory to God. They're in the same verse.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I'm claiming this need met right now in Jesus' name. Thank you for the fullness. Now, Lord, if I need to do anything, just show me. If there's an instruction I need to follow, show me what I need to do. And I claim this fullness. And I just won't give you the glory right now. And I want to praise you for what Jesus already provided for me. Father, you said that you can't tell me no. I found a scripture in the Bible. It is God's can't say no scripture. How many of y'all want to know what it is? Romans 8:32. He that delivered up his own son for us, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? That's God can't say no scripture. If he gave Jesus, he say, look, if he lifted up Jesus for you, how can he not also with him freely give you all things? That's God. God can't tell me no. Now, when it comes to my redemptive rights and privileges, he can't. The answer is always yes. Because Jesus died for me to be a partaker of the fullness. I'm not supposed to be barely getting by, raking and scraping, begging God for peace, begging God for joy, begging God for provision. No! I just receive what he has for me. And it'll manifest. Y'all got number four? You got to get your praise on. And you got to keep a heart of gratitude. That's what I'm telling you. Number five, trust and follow the peace of God and the leading of the Holy Spirit through obedience. You got to trust in the peace of God. Even if you don't know the word, you still got peace. If you're in fellowship with God, you can still follow the peace of God. Even if you don't know a specific scripture for your specific situation, you still have the Holy Ghost who will give you confirmation through peace whether something is a go or a no-go. Peace of God saved my life one day. I was working in Kentucky. I was working with a guy in an office. We was on a baseball team together. After the game was over on Saturday morning, he said, you seen any of Kentucky's lakes? I said, no, sir. He said, we got beautiful lakes. You want to go see some? We ain't got nothing else to do today. I said, sure, I'll follow you out there. We start going down these woods, out there in these woods, these winding roads. And I'm saying, if I lose him, I ain't gonna be able to get back home. I don't know where I'm going. And my peace started leaving me big time. I was at peace when I started, but the further I got back in them woods, I ain't had no peace. And the Lord was telling me, turn around. I say, Lord, but Lord, but Lord, but Lord. I gave the man my word I was going to follow. I'm trying to be a man of integrity. I said, Lord, I gave my word. He said, if you gave your word in ignorance. I'm telling you, turn around. You know, the God will correct you if you make a bad choice. Don't be stupid. And if you made a bad choice and the Lord tell you made a bad choice, then change. So I was kind of embarrassed by it, and I said, well, Lord, how am I going to turn around? You know, he's right up in front of me. And we got into these wines like this. I say, if I find a driveway, when he go around one of them corners, I'm cutting him one of them driveways. I'm putting it in reverse. And I decided to test the capacity of my vehicle. I come out of them woods. I had a car named JoJo. JoJo was raised up in the front. JoJo had four barrels. I had never used but two of them till that day. When that four barrel kicked in, it said, woof! Me and JoJo come out of them woods standing up. And the further I got out of them woods, stuff started selling back down. And I started feeling good. I said, woo! Boy, it was bad back there in them woods. I said, but I got to face this guy Monday morning. So I'm wondering, I said, Lord, I said, well, just tell him the truth. So he came in, he said, Greg. He was a white guy. He said, Greg, what happened to you, man? I looked up and you was gone. I said, man, we start going around them winding roads. I got uncomfortable. I turned that car around. I come out of them woods. He said, he started laughing. I said, man, what you laughing at? What? Why that's funny? He said, well, it's probably a good thing you turn around. I said, why? He said, because I got back there in them woods. He said, I run up on some hillbillies back there. This white guy talking, huh? He said, I run up on some hillbillies back there, and they was drinking and drunk and shooting guns. And they mess with me. I know it wouldn't have been good for you. I got Louisiana tags on my car. Hey, if I'd have kept on going, my car may have ended up in the bottom of a lake somewhere, and Greg would have been just disappeared off the face of the earth. Because hillbillies, alcohol, guns, and a black man don't mix. I thank God for the peace of God. I learned a lifetime lesson. Follow that peace. When you get ready to go do something, tap into that fullness. God, is you endorsing this? Do I have your peace on this here? If you ain't got his peace, just back up until you get back into peace. Follow the peace, follow the leader of the Holy Ghost, and stay in obedience. All right, number six, maximize your usefulness to God by being available for him to use you. And I say this, I want God to get the very best out of me, maximizing heaven's influence in the earth through my life. I want heaven's influence to come through me with power. Making myself available to him. God, use me. I'm available. Lord, get the best out of me today. Maximize my life today. Get all you can get out of me. Then number seven, don't ever quit or give up when things are not going your way. We do not quit. CC and I adopted a motto when we got married, and it is this, we fight till we win.
Amen.
I'm going to tell you, the devil may have you at a 2.5 count. If you don't give up, he can't defeat you. Stay with it. In the final scripture, 2 John 8, the Amplified says, look to yourselves, take care that you may not lose, throw away or destroy all that we have, all that we and you have labored for, but that you may persevere until you win and receive back a perfect reward in full. There is a full reward for perseverance.
Glory to God.
Glory to God in my heart.
You have been listening to Living by the Word with your host, Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I trust that you received the word of God that will change your life and make you strong. This message is available for a gift of $8 postage paid. If you would like a copy of today's message, call us at 318-442-8100. That's 318-442-8100. Or write us at P.O. Box 13195, Alexandria, Louisiana, 7.